the TP cast. I think this is episode 48. I think.
There's no way of knowing now.
Yeah. I can quickly look it up. Luckily, I have all the pages open and stuff. I'm pretty sure it's 48.
Did you do something to the website?
Yeah, I think I modified it a little, maybe since you've seen it. We'll talk about some of those things later.
Later in the podcast.
Later in the day. Figured out.
Something. Yeah, so in the meantime, I'm Lane.
I'm Kevin.
Kyle.
Yeah, so it's like been a month since
so
we've done a podcast.
How many Marlins? We've got
We're finishing up 20 right now soon. So, yeah, it's confirmed. It's episode number 48.
Cool.
Yeah. So.
I feel old.
Yeah, our last podcast was like June 9th, I think. Whoa. So, we got a lot to cover from then. A lot of movies to review and stuff like that.
Would that be more than 17 or 18?
I don't know. But
yeah, you can go to the database right now and find out.
Or I could go to the YouTube page. Either one.
Database is faster.
Alright. Yeah, we just finished. No, we hadn't even done episode 17 yet, so.
Okay, well, we got a lot to
cover. Our last Marlin was Marlin of the Dunes. So, yeah, we got a lot to cover, but first we'll do stuff that's not about us. First, I'm actually going to talk about the Star Wars thing. Yeah, so they launched this new, like, site for the Clone Wars movie.
Are you going to go see it with me?
If you're going to go see it, then yeah, I'll go see it with you.
Okay.
I'm probably going to go see it on opening day, regardless.
Like, midnight?
No, not midnight, because when I went from midnight to see Indiana Jones, it was a little underwhelming.
Suck. What about, were you tired?
Episode 3, I went in the morning, like, early morning, so... If anything, I'll probably do that. But anyway, they opened up this nifty, like, little site. And they also redid StarWars.com, which loads, like, super slow. But it's better than the thing that they had before, which was sucks.
Who's that guy?
The clone guy?
What's with his face?
He's Commander Kevin Sucks.
What's with his face?
What's wrong with his face?
He has a...
I don't see the...
Funky helmet.
Resemblance to a normal guy.
Oh, that was from episode 2.
Yeah, the episode 2 clones, if you remember.
Yeah,
that
Kevin.
Guy's an episode 2 clone?
He has the episode 2 helmet.
I don't see
and
it.
Stuff. There's the cross visor, there's goes down, there's like the mouth.
Oh, I see it now. I was looking at this thing as the head, not the whole thing.
Wow.
Okay. That is. Wow.
Yeah, anyway, his name is like. Commander Rex or Captain Rex. I think it's Commander, but...
Spelled W-R-E-C-C-K-S-S-Z-H.
No, wait. I think he's Captain Rex, because if Anakin's like a commander... Then he'd have to be blown. Anyway, they launched like this. They launched this like new site and has it like a nifty countdown. So maybe we'll just right now, since we're on it, like read off how much time is left. Okay, so yeah, that was a nifty thing from their site. They have sounds and stuff.
I don't want to be the countdown person.
Yeah, I'll just do it since it's kind of, you know, my thing. It's like 29 days, 9 hours, 33 minutes and 26 seconds as of this
25,
recording.
24, 23, 22.
So you guys 21? Are listening to it, 20. Listening to it can check the site and see exactly when we recorded it.
Oh.
Or we could just tell you the time.
Yeah, so yeah, I also forgot to tell you that they're, like, recording some original music for the movie, so, yeah, they're gonna release the soundtrack on August 12th,
so
and the movie
excited.
Comes out on the 15th, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
June? Next, let's go on to Halo news, because there's a lot of good Halo news, right?
Yeah, a lot of good angry fans.
Yeah.
So, chances are you already know this if you've been following the whole Bungie, a new announcement saga thing. So, Bungie planned to do this announcement for their new game.
At E3.
Which is the Electronic Entertainment Expo.
But we already know it's something about Halo.
Yeah, so...
You read the thing.
Yeah, so they put this, like, little flash thing on their site, which is, like, some preview thing. And then they had this little countdown timer, and then when the countdown ended, they were going to announce it. But Microsoft was...
No, gay. The publisher. Oh, that is
yeah. Being kind of dumb, and so they, for some reason, they decided to not announce it because
they thought they had enough stuff for the Xbox already.
Yeah, they thought that the process, like the stage that Bungie was at with their game, at that point it wouldn't hold up to all the other games. And
so are they just going to wait until next year?
I certainly hope not. I hope it's sooner than that. But yeah, so it was Microsoft who like pulled the plug. And they put up this, like, apology letter and stuff. And all the forums and stuff on their site were really full of angry
people. Yeah, but what I'm excited about is Halo Wars. Did you see the new trailer
for that? Yeah, I saw a trailer for that.
That looks cool.
And the render scene, the bad news is that they said that it's coming out now, spring
2009. I know. Yeah, but the trailer came out in 06. That's 3 years. Fall.
That's how much time it takes to develop, you know...
I know, but they could have... Well, that's only February, though. Or March, sorry. It's only March. So that's... I thought it was going to be February this year.
That's only eight months. And I thought that it was... I thought I heard it was going to be, like, October this year, so...
Yeah, that's what I heard,
that's
too.
8 months, though.
Yeah, so that's kind of...
Bad news.
Unfortunate.
But at least I think they said there's going to be a demo on the marketplace, so...
Yeah, and then... The whole... Peter Jackson video game project with the Halo thing. They haven't...
That wasn't what they were gonna announce.
Yeah, but they're
we
still...
We know what they're gonna announce.
We're still working on it. Yeah, so this Microsoft guy...
Wait, hold on, really quickly.
Yeah.
The Halo Chronicles, if it's the Peter Jackson thing, is they're gonna reveal what it is in November.
They better stick to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this Microsoft guy, we're still not... This isn't, like, you know, solid... Completely solid confirmed, but as of right now, it's as solid as it's gonna get. This, like, Microsoft guy apparently, like, spilled the beans at...
Some major, pretty major beans.
Yeah, they're pretty, you know, juicy.
With
barbecue sauce.
They're probably, kidney beans.
Bagel, beans.
So, he said, like, you know, people were asking about Bungie not being at E3, and so then he's like, oh, well, something like, oh, well, the next game is going to be in the Halo universe and stuff like that, so...
Well, I don't understand why they can't just stop doing Halo, because they've already got two other things. Well, maybe three if there's really going to be a movie. They should just stop and work on other things now, like they did Oni and Myth and other things.
Well, they're not working on Halo Wars, they're just helping a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, same
they're
with the PJ
with, they're
project.
Helping with the storyline to make sure it fits in with the Halo universe.
Yeah, did you see the thing at E3? They said... Bungie's been helping us very closely, working with us, helping us a lot.
Yeah,
something.
They're probably, like, giving them 3D models of everything, like...
All the colors are wrong, though, if you look.
Yeah.
Like, wraiths are super purple.
Yeah, but you can easily tell. That's one thing I didn't like about the new footage I saw of Halo Wars, because in the first version that we saw, they were all, like, realistic colored, and I like that. But then in this one, they were all, like, brightly colored, like... this other, like, RTS that I have, which is, Empire at War. Yeah. And I didn't like the bright colored look.
Is real time, that's like, you get a checkpoint and something new happens, like a pelican comes in. That's real time, right?
I think so, like it...
Something happens
yeah, it comes
the
in,
game.
Yeah.
Real time strategy is Halo Wars.
Yeah,
real
so...
Times.
I guess... I guess if it's not real time, you can, like, pause it and do, like, an analysis and, like, okay, I want you guys, like, all those anime games that they do where there's, like, two people and then you, like, say, alright, I want to do this attack. Now make it happen. And then they attack. And then, like, take turns battling each other. That I think that's not real time.
Okay.
I'm just thinking. Yeah.
She's looking at it. We're so dumb.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
Okay, that's enough.
They think it's going to be a Halo thing. But one forum person said that they got this message from... I'm forgetting the name of the profile. The superintendent. Which is... Do you guys, know what that is and stuff?
I don't.
I looked it up on, Bungiepedia. It was...
What's the
superintendent is that guy with the two eyes. It was next to the Bungie thing, and it was also...
That guy.
Yeah. On the shirt, and it's also on the...
Gamer Pigs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was going to say, it's also, if you look at the end of the Cold Storage by Duck, it's two eyes in the corner that weren't there before.
Uh-huh.
At the end, and it's the superintendent.
Yeah, so...
It's called
SA. Yeah, he's, this, I guess you should say fake, user account that they created on Bungie.net.
And he says keep it clean.
Yeah. So,
I mean, he's like another Bungie myth legend guy, the guy who's inside the forums, what's his name?
The
monster guy, Suvu. I can't think of his name, and there's also Ling Ling.
Yeah.
He's one of the Bungie myth guys.
Yeah, okay, so, supposedly this guy got a message from this, superintendent saying that the next project will be... That the UNSC starring Sergeant Johnson playing against enemies, including the Covenant and stuff. People on the forums are, highly doubting that this is, real or anything. They probably just photoshopped it, and I'm probably thinking that too. Although, you never know with that Microsoft guy spilling the beans and stuff. I thought it might be kind of cool if Bungie was, trying to slip something under the table, so to speak, but, yeah.
Hey, Microsoft, screw you. We're splitting from you, and now we're flipping you the finger. This one.
The pinky.
The pinky. I'm holding up the pinky, guys.
It's worse.
So, yeah.
Pinky you!
There's that with the Bungie... stuff.
Fire!
Yeah, so now let's talk about some of our stuff.
More than 17, part 1, part 2, more than 18, part 1, part 2, more than 19, more than 20 is filmed.
Yeah, so more basically we got
all
a lot...
All the way up to the first episode of season 4 is planned.
We got a lot of, new videos. Marlon, episode 17, 18...
Both of those were split into two parts because they were too long.
Yeah. We got 19, we got some deleted scenes and outtakes for episode 17. We got, the 4th of July Marlin.
Got a new live action.
For Marlin.
And,
messages for Marlin.
Yeah, and then we got the Detective Awesome.
A new live action.
Yeah. A new live action movie.
Wait,
that
you
we did.
I have
twice.
Two news.
That's
by the way.
The outtakes.
Okay. I have two news.
Detective Awesome, Detective Awesome outtakes, and then Detective Awesome outtakes again.
Where? Oh, whoa, that's funky.
Delete one of them.
No, you'd probably delete the other one.
No, look, that one has 4.5, that one has 5.
This one has more views.
That's
I think that might be some sort of a glitch.
No.
It's hacks!
Did you try and post it more than once?
I don't think so. It says that it was posted on Monday, and I didn't try uploading anything on Monday.
That is hacks. Anyway, I have two news.
That's hacks.
One.
Anyway.
I hate Marlin. Yeah. One.
That's Kevin talking about someone else, by the way.
Yeah, I love Marlin. Anyway, our dad watched Detective Awesome, and he liked it. And our grandma and grandpa and aunt, without us telling them anything, they wouldn't watch the commercial sabotage that we made.
Mm-hmm.
Our grandpa came over to our house and hey guys, guess what? Your aunt showed me the commercial sabotage movie that you made. What? Because we didn't tell any of that.
She said that she emailed it to all of her friends because it's so funny.
Ooh, cool. So, yeah, that's awesome.
Wait, what did he say? About, what did Gusher say?
Oh, I'm not going to, like, look at it right now. Right now, I'm just looking at our video things.
Can I see it anyway?
No, not right now. So, yeah, we got a lot of new stuff. The easiest way to do that is just to check out our YouTube site. If you go to our main site, you can see all that stuff from there.
What would you do? Unlike Machinima, our YouTube is our main source of where you get our videos.
Yeah. Because even though, like, Machinima.com is, like, the head source for Machinima, it's, like, if you post a video there, it kind of gets lost, and there's, like, no, like, channels, like, on YouTube where you can go and see all these.
Oh, did you see movies. Digital Fear's two commentaries that he has so far?
I saw two of them. I think he might have done one more, though, but.
No, they only have two up on YouTube right now, but I know.
Yeah, he was really dissing himself. He was like, oh, I didn't like that shot.
Yeah.
That shot should have been better, and it seemed perfectly fine to me.
This part pissed me off. Yeah, it's whipping up.
It's down!
And now it's down! And he takes a bunch of shots at people, including himself.
Yeah,
that was right. Kind of a shot. He always said it was a shot. That was kind of a shot at myself.
That was kind of a
shot.
That
was a shot at those kids who make montages. That's a shot at. Shot at. Filmed on location.
Yeah, so. Yeah, check out all our new stuff. On YouTube.
Please.
So, now for the website, we started uploading, or I started uploading some videos to this website called Vimeo. It's kind of like YouTube. Only you can, like, upload, like, HD videos if you have any.
Vimeo.
Vimeo.
Video. An M instead of a D.
Fine. Yeah. Jeez.
V-I-M-E-O. There.
Yeah, so that site. We're uploading stuff there now. I have uploaded.
And also you've got Marlon and Machinima, didn't you?
Yeah, I upload the Assault on the Citadel and Waiting for Indy so far on. I'm just going to say Vimeo because I'm comfortable saying that. So, yeah. And then we've started uploading some Marlins to Machinima.com. So far, episodes 1, 2, and 3 are up. I tried to upload 4, but for some reason,
it went gay.
In a sense, yes. It says, the file format has to be AVI, movie, like a QuickTime file, or a Windows movie video file thing. So, and it was the QuickTime thing, so I don't know what's going on there. But, yeah, so there might not be some new stuff coming up there soon, so, yeah.
Because it won't stupid work.
Yeah. So, yeah. And then
Don't forget to download the Detective Awesome theme song.
Yes.
Exclusively on thomasproductionsinc.com/default.
That's another new thing. For the episode 17 of Marlin, we recorded some original music for the episode, and so we have all the original music that we did.
Not all of it is in the episode, so if you download it, you hear more.
Yeah.
The extended version. Yeah, the full version.
Yeah, so you can go on our website and download, like, all the original music that we did for that, which is, like, the peanut butter and jelly song.
Why don't you tell them where to find it?
At our website!
Go to thomasproductionsinc.com, and then go to the page Marlon the Elite, and then click on original music.
It's actually changed a little bit since then.
Okay, I got it wrong, never mind.
So, now what you do is you go to thomasproductionsinc.com.
Can I change
And
that?
Then you click on features, and then you go to original music.
Got it.
Because now, with Detective Awesome, we also put out the original Detective Awesome theme song that we did.
Which has more in it than you hear in the movie as well.
Yes. So, yeah, so you can download all the stuff from there. I think I'll play a little clip of the Detective Awesome theme song right now, but play the stuff that you hear on YouTube. So, you know, you still go to our website and check it out. So, yeah. So, here it is. The guy with the really funky hair. Oh yeah, and he's got a pretty cool hat with some sweet moves. Oh yeah, detective, awesome. Yes, awesome singing by me.
Original lyrics by me.
That's Lane, by the way.
Lane, maybe when we do, when we get Guitar Hero, you can be the singer, since you have such great vocals.
Except I'm not so good with the high notes anymore.
I know, I can't do it. Like,
my voice totally cracks.
I do it. when I do it, it hurts.
You should join the opera.
Yeah. When I do it, it hurts my brain. I'm seriously, my brain hurts. It gets like, it gets a little tingly. You know where I learned I could sing for so long in one note? Oh. Valentine's Day with Padme. That's the first time I've ever done that. Right there, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right where I was sitting when I said my lines.
In Detective Awesome.
In Detective Awesome.
Detective Awesome.
Yeah. So.
Hey, blog.
Another thing that I put on. Blog. By the way, check out my blog. Just go to our website. You can find it there. Hang on a second. We got a
phone call.
Something like that. All right. So welcome back. Yeah. So we had a slight interruption, but now we're back.
We're back and ready to roll in full speed.
So we're talking about the blog. If you want to go to, you know, our website,
tpdirectorsblog.blogspot.com.
Yeah, or just our main website, and you can find it from there.
It's like updated every time a video comes out in the team.
Pretty much.
Like the Digital Fear.
Yeah.
Then we put out a video.
So, yeah, talk about. There we talk about some stuff.
You do.
Yeah, I do. And one thing I just want to mention super, super briefly. We're working on a new logo for Thomas Productions, Inc., which will debut with our fall season of Machinimas and live action.
That includes Marlon the Elite season
3 and our new live... Well, sorry, not live action. Our new action Machinima... / drama Machinima, which is yet to be announced, which hopefully will be released
the final name
in the fall.
The final name has been decided, but for now you call it Trace.
By the way, we've seen the logo, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all animated and crap.
So, yeah, it's awesome. So, yeah, that's look forward to. So, if you're gonna, thinking, like, buying, like, any of our, like, Thomas Productions shirts, like, with our current logo on it, you might want to rethink that, because...
We'll do it
gonna,
now.
We're going to change it, and the new logo is, like, all original. It's not like, Lucas-inspired or anything like
but
that.
But if you like the one we have now, you better buy it quick.
Yeah.
And buy lots. Buy the expensive ones.
Yes.
It gives us money to buy tapes.
Do we get the money?
We get... It's, like...
A small percentage.
Yeah, we get part of it, and then, like, the main... Like, 3/4 of it goes, like, straight back into the cafe press people for, like, the...
How much money have you gotten? How much money have you gotten from?
I think like $20.
Is it coming in like a check or cash?
It's like this check thing, so yeah. So
wow, I'm surprised we got money.
Yeah, so like 3/4 of it goes to back into Cafe Press.
You know, you should send a message on the Marlon the Elite account to all friends and say, "Hey,
buy our stuff."
Since I guess they spam everyone, I can be one of those little kids that goes. Message to all friends. I'm gonna be gone for a week. Anyway, so yeah, 3/4
so
of it goes.
So don't delete me. That's it. Yeah. Gonna be gone, so don't delete me.
So 3/4 of it goes back in the cafe press for the products. The other percentage usually goes to us. Except with like the Marlon the Elite merchandise, we don't earn any money on that whatsoever.
Did
we
you didn't? Tell them that?
Because we can't, because of the. Like, the Microsoft rules.
Did you tell them, like, did you say, don't give me any money?
No, it's like they have the bare minimum. It's like they have the bare minimum price, and then you can type in how much you want to add to that price.
And you added in 00?
Yeah, just because you can't earn, like, any money whatsoever. And even though...
If it's just the logo, then you can.
I know, but I just wanted to be safe just to make sure, so...
Well, the logo is entirely ours.
I know, but still, you never know. I just wanted to be...
Super safe.
Super safe.
Duper. So don't buy any of that crap.
Actually do, because then it'll spread the word. But anyway, check out our website and our blog, please.
Please.
Kyle has a blog, too. But he, doesn't update it.
Yeah, and also, you said it was going to be super, super quick, but it turned out to be, 10 minutes long.
That's because we went into the whole merchandise thing.
Okay. What's next?
Let's see.
The Dark Knight.
Oh, that's not next. That's later. Yeah. I'm not sure if we talked about this in our last podcast. We probably did. We have, a little search box where you can search stuff on our website.
Custom Googled.
It's pretty cool. And then we have these little, bookmark thing where if you, like our site, you can dig it at dig.com.
Please dig. Please dig.
Remember to use a shovel. So, yeah, basically just visit our website. That covers a lot of it. Let's see. The Halo Machinima Wiki site. We're still, the editor's pick, which is nice.
Maybe because we edited it so much.
Yeah.
No, I think the editor's pick is the longest page. We've got the longest page.
Yeah. And, let's see. Oh, you're still the...
Number one. Year 3.
That's
probably because you edit the most.
I know. Every time, I feel like... I might just switch two words around, just to be fine.
Yeah. So, we got one email. It says, it's regarding, I think, the, episode 17 looks like. It says, "Hi, I want to congratulate Kyle and Kevin on their newest accents, Canadian and
ghetto.
I guess pretty good, Jenny." So, yeah, we definitely had the Canadian accent. The other accent was just some funky accent, which we didn't really know what it was.
It was me. I was supposed to be Australian, but I kind of forgot how I did it, so I just ended up kind of doing.
Just a mix, Canadian of all...
Canadian, there's everything in there.
Everything combined. So, yeah.
No offense to Canadians.
I also do
no
that.
No offense, Digital Theater.
So...
Good thing he doesn't talk like that in all his movies.
Yeah.
No one would watch his videos if you were like,
"Master Chief presents A."
I don't think... His videos would be as funny if you...
And he doesn't talk to his...
Okay, never mind. I can't
think of a way to say
it. Yeah,
so... Can't put it into words.
So now we're... Let's talk about some movies that we saw and give some reviews on them. Because, you know, like last year, it's summer and there's lots of movies coming out. And we do summer movie reviews like we did last year. So we're doing the same this year. So last one that we reviewed was Indy 4. And prior to that, we reviewed Iron Man and Speed Racer.
Which, Iron Man was great. I've seen it 3 times.
I've seen it once. I've seen Indiana Jones 3 times and might see it again. So, yeah.
It's still...
I'm crazy.
It's number 7 on the box office, to see if I'm right.
It was. Not anymore.
It was 9.
It doesn't scroll down anymore.
Oh, it went down? It was
Because of the stupid Kittredge.
A German girl.
It only got $2.3 million. And number 1 got 34. And it's...
It opened this weekend or something. So, anyway. What movies did we see?
We saw Zohan.
We saw Wall-E and Kung Fu Panda.
Yes.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You said Zohan. Why don't you do that first, since you were the only guys...
It was funny, but it was really it can't
predictable. It was super predictable, and it was still funny.
And it can't happen in real life, definitely.
So since I'm not going to see this movie, why don't you tell me a full spoiler-filled plot description about what happens.
You see his naked bare butt, and it's gross, and he catches fish in it. He throws them up in the air, and then they go right in his butt, and he clenches. It's like...
I don't think I need to know that.
And when he's in the water, he's like superhero. The plot? Kinda-ish. And when he's in the water, he like swims like a dolphin and goes up and...
Okay, I'll go with the plot right now. So, there's this guy who's like military over in the East. Middle East.
The East Middle?
Yeah, Middle East. But he's always wanted to be a...
Hairdresser?
Hairstylist, right? So he fakes his own death. Like, he pretend someone tries to kill him, and he escapes, so that person thinks that they killed him. And then he escapes
He went to America and named himself Scrappy Coco. Yeah. After two dogs, he ran into Scrappy and Coco.
There were two dogs. One was Scrappy, and the other was Coco. So he's like, so what's your name? Scrappy Coco? So then he gets a job as a hairstylist,
and he does really good, and he only gets old ladies, and then when he's done with them, he goes in the back room and has sex with them.
kind of freaky.
Every one of them. and then the guy who thought that he killed him comes to America and finds out that he didn't kill him, so he tries to kill him again, but then they end up...
You'd actually like this movie.
Yeah, you really should see it. And then you would like it a lot. So he thinks that he killed him, and then he finds out that he didn't, so he tries to kill him again, and then they become best friends.
Okay.
Yeah. But go see it anyway.
Alright, now...
Every time I think about it, I
know.
I'll probably see it on DVD. So
it's a movie theater experience, Lane.
Oh, it's one of those movie shindigs.
Okay. No,
that's Cloverfield.
Yeah,
this is okay to be seen on DVD.
Probably.
So now, what? How many stars would you give it out of 5?
I would give it 4 because it was really good.
I give it 4.85.
See,
58.
We went with a bunch of friends 85. On a weekend, and it was in the mall, and like every time something funny happened, we all just like. Everyone would stand up and just
We were in the back row and we were throwing popcorn at people in the front rows.
That's just because we're teenagers and be like that fast.
That's what we freaking do, guys.
Fun experience.
So, what else? So you said Zohan or Wally?
Wally.
Yeah.
I saw it twice.
I just thought once. Yeah.
I'll probably see it again because our aunt wants to see it.
I actually thought it was a little bit more disappointing the second time. No, I mean the first time I thought it was a little bit disappointing, and the second time I thought it was great, like Pirates 3.
Yeah, and for me, like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I still don't like Indiana Jones, and I never will.
The funniest part. Well, not the funniest part. I'm not sure, but it's super unpredictable. One part that is funny.
What,
the part with the pool. Remember where the guy flies. He's like, I don't know, he gets launched from something, and it goes down, and he's shot at the pool, and you think he's gonna land in the pool, but he lands, like, right next to it. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
I like when he's standing up, and they do the Marlin thing, and then also when he finds this fork, he can't decide to put it with the fork or spoon, he's like,
yeah.
Great. In the middle, that's funny. It was Ferner!
Yeah, so...
Buy Guitar Hero 3, Lane.
It's just too much money. It's like $100.
I'm trying to look it up it on like eBay. 70.
If you order it on redoctane.com.
It's 70.
70.
I've been like looking up eBay stuff. I found one that's like up for bid, which is like $25. But by the time everyone like bids on it, it's going to be like 80.
That's what you do. You take pictures of your Xbox, post it, okay? Post the pictures on eBay. Say sell it for like say $50, so they think they're getting a super good deal. By the time we get it, it's about say $100. Then when they get it, they get just the pictures, and you totally cheated them.
Can you take a picture of your Xbox
and send them the picture?
Send them the picture.
So now that's
and then you get negative feedback.
Cheat.
Huh? And then you get negative feedback.
No, but you never say you're selling an Xbox 360. Say you sell it. Like, I took this picture of my Xbox 360. You'll be getting it. You know what I mean? You'll be getting it if you send me at least $50. You send first.
So.
Hey, Will.
So, Wally. How many stars?
Four.
Yeah. I'd say the same. Four.
It was number one for a really long time. Now it's four. I mean, because it's four.
Because of
Journey
stupid...
to the Center of the Earth.
Yeah.
And Hellboy 2 with the Golden Army.
Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Michael
Buck actually, Kyle laughs at it every time he sees it.
So.
It's a book. Oh, one thing I worry about Hellboy.
What would you read about Hellboy?
I mean, I didn't read it. I saw it in one of the videos.
If you haven't guessed already, we have a grudge against Hellboy. And Hellboy 2.
Looks so bad.
I read that...
The first one sucked, by the way. It was super gay.
They didn't flesh out the characters as much, so they're giving them more depth. And giving them more...
Ugh.
They want more characterization to the characters. They want more... They want the characters to be fuller. So they're giving them more screen time.
They're full of something. Anyway, the other one was Kung Fu Panda that we saw.
I give it two stars. There was zero adventure. The only good thing about it is it was funny. There was way too predictable plot, and it's so unreal. Like, just doing that finger thing could make a giant, like...
Explosion.
No, not the explosion. The thing that comes
Sonic.
Nuclear blast.
No, it's that circle.
Does it have a name?
It does have a name.
Anyway,
it's very unrealistic. Way too predictable. Don't go see it. The only good part about it is that it's funny, and it's not even really that funny.
Yeah, Jack Black.
Yeah.
I'd say the funniest part... was at the very end where you thought the guy was gonna die, but then he didn't. And he's like, I'm a piece. And like, do you wanna get something to eat? Yeah. And then that was the end. That was like the funniest part. But
they made you sit through the whole movie just to get to a not so funny ending.
So, definitely a good one to rent if
you're 2 years old.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's not.
No, it's too something much. That you sit your kid in front of the TV and then. Go watch something else.
Like Hellboy!
go watch something good.
Like, the anti-Hellboy.
Anti-Hellboy. The Golden...
The X-Files.
The Golden Compass.
Or the X-Files.
Yeah, so...
No, wait. We make fun of the X-Files, because it's got... Wait, what should we call that beard guy? We didn't have a name for
him. He didn't have... The beard guy wasn't him. The guy in the trailer... Looks like the director of the Bourne, what is it? The Bourne Ultimatum and the Bourne Supremacy.
I don't know that, because I hate those movies.
Rented the DVD and watched the special features, it looks really a lot like him.
Like this? His hair?
The hairstyle is definitely similar.
And then the beard.
Kind of the look.
Wait, the guy who falls in the snow, right? Beardy McGee?
Yeah.
We need to have a name for him.
Beardy McGee sounds pretty good to me.
Alright.
Anyway. What about... We could call him this. You guys can't see what I'm doing, but
it's like just a hand motion of... frazzled hair.
But it's perfect. It's not all crazy. It's like super... It's like
Beardy
calming.
McGee. No, it's... Beardy McGee.
So, I'd give the movie a 3 out of 5.
I give it a 2, because it's...
The other part that I liked, it wasn't really a part, but both of like the duck characters and the noodle thing.
Oh, you know what else is so unrealistic? A tiger can't fly. See, both of the tigers were flying. Like, jumped off a building and...
Animals can't do kung fu either.
I know.
Animals can't talk.
Jackie Chan was probably in the recording studio for 10 minutes.
Oh, you know what's funny though? Line. You know what's funny though? The part is like, you guys are so much bigger than your action figures, except you, Mantis. You're about the same. Oh, and then when he was like,
Kyle, I think you like this movie now.
There's one part where he was like moving weird.
I like the turtle.
Who died?
The turtle who turned into. Or
whatever. Anyway, 2 stars.
Yeah. So
my fingers smelly.
What else was there? Oh, you guys saw The Incredible Hulk.
It was way better than the first one, which was super gay.
Oh, and unlike Iron Man, it was not funny at all. There was only one funny part where he was speaking another. Wait, you know his line? And you know, like, you're making me angry, you're not gonna like me when I'm angry, right? Yeah. Well, he was saying that in another language. And he didn't quite know the language right, so we got the line wrong, and the subtitles were, you're making me hungry, you're not going to like me when I'm hungry, and then he goes, no, that's not right. But that was the only funny part. Otherwise, it was pretty much just action.
It was super
and
loud.
And love scene.
It was super loud. There was, like, a bunch of Hulk in it.
And explosion. A lot of explosions.
Yeah. And everything was cooler.
Did he do that thing where he, like, grabs the tank and then throws it?
No, that was in the first one.
I know that was in the first one. I was wondering if they just brought it back. Because the whole desert thing just didn't work good.
I know.
And he like, flew, like...
I know.
He didn't have to do a running start. He just...
Yeah. But he can't keep a sustained flight. He must bounce every once in a while.
Boing, like a big rubber ball. Boing.
Every once in 3 miles. Or every twice in 6 miles.
Or every once in a while.
Maybe twice more.
So, I'm probably going to see this when it comes out on DVD again. So, what would you give it?
About 3.5 stars.
Compared to the first movie, I would give it a 5. But now, I'd probably give it a 4.
I'd give it a 3.5.
Okay.
If you hated the first one, go see this one. It's a relief. It makes you feel better. It's refreshing. Oh, now I want water.
So... Did we, like, see any other movies?
We saw The Legend of Zelda trailer.
That looks pretty dumb.
Anyway, no, I don't think we saw any other movies. Actually, we saw The Sixth Sense.
Well, that wasn't...
That was 90 in the movie theaters.
So, anyway, some good upcoming movies.
Oh, we saw Get Smart.
Oh, yeah.
Get Smart.
It wasn't that good, actually.
No, I wouldn't see that again.
Was it one of those movies where they used up all the funny parts in the trailer?
Yeah.
I hate it when that happens.
But one thing that was funny, I think it was partly in the trailer, but it was in Lamar, and the movie was, he's in the airport restroom, and he shoots stuff in his face and through his, like, skin and everything, and it hurts, and like, he's trying to pull it out, and he's like, it won't come out! And he's in the bathroom, and everyone's like, what?
And then one other funny part was, he was on the train, you know, The Rock, or they call him Dwayne Johnson in this one, right? Well, he turned out to be the bad guy, right? And he remembers earlier that his girl partner kissed some guy to get, kissed a bad guy to get him to, you know, go away.
He's like, mm-hmm.
And then, so, he decided to do that to the
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, and he kissed him and he's like, no. He's like holding him to his face, no.
So, how many stars?
2.5. 2.89! No, 3. Give it like 3 exactly. Maybe 0.1? I don't know.
I'm gonna have to go with that too. 3.
Maybe 0.1.
It's not worth it to go see it in theaters. If you want to see it, wait till it comes out on DVD.
Wait till it comes out on like VHS. It's that crappy. Okay.
So, upcoming movies. Obviously, there's The Dark Knight.
Hellgate 2. Let's see if I can.
The Gaiden Army.
Queer Knight.
No, The Dark Knight. Gavin doesn't want to see that.
Hey, I just thought of something. Keith Ledger now is in 2 movies with Knight in the title.
Oh yeah, that other Knight movie.
Knight's Tale.
Wow, you're so smart, Kevin.
I know. And then he died, and that's really sad.
Yeah.
Did you cry, Lynn?
No.
Kyle cried. I didn't cry, though, because I'm
Kyle didn't cry, Kevin cried. Kyle did not cry.
So, anyway, people are saying that this movie's really good. I'm going to go see it. How about you guys?
I'm not, because I hated the first one. I thought it was super gay, even though Qui-Gon was in it. I'm like, whatever.
I want to see it.
Now that I think about it, Qui-Gon is like the stupidest name I've ever heard.
I'll see it.
Let's change it to Queer Gun.
And then maybe you and I can go, and then we can come back and make a Marlin without Kevin, because you did that without me. Because I was sick.
Kevin's sick in bed from looking at The Dark Knight.
I know there's some gay joke in that title, I just can't think of it.
Think about that.
So, anyway.
Maybe we can make the season premiere, because he did the season finale.
But you need me.
So, then, there's the X-Files. I'm not sure if I'm going to go see that. Maybe. Maybe not.
You probably shouldn't if you haven't watched.
I saw the movie. Show. I haven't seen the show.
Oh. You saw the first movie?
Yeah.
Was
the
gay?
The one, 1998.
Was it good?
It was okay.
What was okay?
It was a B movie.
What was okay? The first X-Files movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know there was an X-Files
Did you need to see the show to understand it?
Not really too much. You could see that these guys, they work at the FBI, and then there's aliens.
I know there's like
aliens.
One person who does believe in aliens and the other doesn't. Right?
Kind of.
When did you see it? Like yesterday?
No, it was like a couple weeks ago. That on like VHS. So.
So you decided to get it.
It was like 50 cents and my like aunt bought it for me, so. Yeah. So you guys can borrow it maybe if you want. So, and then there's this movie that looks like crap called Space Chimps.
Kevin wants to see it. He definitely wants to see it.
It looks like one of those animated movies, which isn't good. Because
like
that's
Fu
what
Panda.
It is.
Like Kung Fu Panda.
I think even worse than
but
that.
But it does have Andy Samberg in it.
But it has Patrick Warburton, who's in everything.
I know.
he
always
has to have a cameo in every movie. He has to have a cameo.
He was in Get Smart at the very end.
Yeah, he was. He's in everything.
Wow. So, yeah. I don't even know what company it's by. It's not by DreamWorks, I don't think. Because they already got, like, Kung Fu Panda and then the Madagascar movie coming out.
Madagascar 2 looks Madagascar.
Just
made that up right now.
Space Chimps is like gayest chimps.
Gayest chimps. Gayest chimps.
Oh, Kevin. And then, of course, the favorite movie of the year.
Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
Kevin, that's like your favorite movie of all time.
I know. It has James Bond.
That's the Mario line. Mario always goes, Mamma Mia.
Yeah, but it has Pierce Brosnan in it.
Mario.
This is your favorite Bond. You guys can see that together.
You
can bond over Bond, and I'll be like, I'm going to go see Space Chimps. And you guys are going to be, I'm looking at big fat Patrick Warburton monkey face, and you guys are like...
You know what I'm looking at?
Is.
You know what I'm looking at right now, Kevin? There's a fingernail on your shirt.
I'd probably spit it out. Where is it? Oh, there it is.
So, also, they're playing The Dark Knight in the IMAX.
Oh, hey.
IMAX!
What do you think of Casino Royale trailer and game trailer?
It's...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Quantum game.
You know what you're going to make us do? You're going to make us do, based on the trailer, you're going to make us do a Halo 3 trailer, like you did with this... Italian Spider-Man, and I'm gonna be James Bond. And at the part, were you seriously?
No.
Okay. Well, at the part, at the end when he raises his gun, he's back in super slow. I know how to do that. I really do.
Dual wield SMGs.
Yeah, dual wield SMGs, then reload it. So it's like, but it has to be slow motion. So it's like,
What? Did you see the game trailer?
Yeah.
Or. We can lower our weapon and go, but that's not cool because it's not.
Kevin wants to do it now, just for that part.
No.
So, I think this is running a little too long.
No, it isn't!
Okay, well, bye.
I don't know when we're going to have our next podcast.
But it's probably going to be in a while.
We'll probably, we'll try and have it in, like, yeah. Less than a month. But
less than one.
But that's not guaranteed.
Because we're lazy now.
Yeah, so.
We're busy with all our movies that we're making.
Yeah, so email us at podcast@thomasproductionsinc.com.
Hey, did we get an email?
Yeah, we got one. We already read it.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
We got...
What about the voicemail?
Yeah, voicemail number, I forget it, so... And I lost the piece of paper that had it, so I just looked it up on my phone. So call us at 208-474-2690. Again, that's...
Can I see your phone?
208-474-2690. No, thanks.
Compare phones, then.
Look, I have a nice covering on it.
I don't need a cover. Mine's too awesome.
Can I see it?
Awesome, you protect it with the cover lane.
Alright, so...
I blew on it, now it's lucky.
No, it's really unlucky. Everything you blow on dies.
Don't blow on it.
Look into my crystal skull wallpaper and you're gonna die.
Yeah, well, you can't beat that wallpaper.
I'm like, gonna die of cuteness.
I know.
Of their
dog. No, it's not a kitty cat.
Kitty cat?
You need a kitty cat. Or kitty poo.
Kitty-poo.
It's not a kitty cat. It's a puppy dog.
Well, when did we come up with kitty-poo?
I don't know, but I think it was me.
It smells like kitty-poo.
I think I came up with
it. So anyway,
like kitty-poo.
Yeah, check out our videos on YouTube and go to our website because we're awesome.
And email us at awesome.com.
Wow, it's almost an hour
No,
long.
Don't go there. It's not awesome. I don't know. I've never been there.
So anyway, also, one last thing. Lemon Man has an email. lemonman@ymail.com.
Please email him. He wants to answer your questions and talk to you.
He's only got one email so far, and it was spam.
And he checks it. He got four emails, or maybe more. And only two of them, I have no idea what they were for. One was in Spanish. The other was some girl looking for a guy.
What were any that were one of the ladies?
So,
what were they?
Alright, bye.
You have to show me.
Bye-ish.
See ya.